Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who humbly and graciously accepted the 2002 Small Business Journalist of the Year Award.
Who's the man? Who's the man?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Mr. Gracious, Mr. Humble, at your service, as always. Welcome aboard. If you just tuned in, you've been listening already, we consider that a sign of high intelligence. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope we use it to your advantage. There is no barrier to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you in, I promise. Whatever we have, you can have, and it's all free, except for the books. That's the only thing you have to pay for when you – and you only have to tell us who you are if you want to subscribe to the newsletter. And I encourage you to do that because that's the only way we can send it to you. Go ahead and subscribe, and we'll send it to you on Sunday afternoon, get you ready for the week ahead. And, of course, our blog is there as well on the homepage, or you can go to jimsblog.biz, and that's where you'll find my blog, which brings everything that we've done this week and last week right up front, kind of convenient for you. Jan Norman is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. She's a good friend of ours. What a great resource for small business she is. She's an award-winning journalist. She is the author of a number of books on small business. The number of small businesses who have benefited from her wisdom and from her hard work over the years are in the millions, I'm sure. And she, I'm glad, very glad to say, folks, she's our good friend. Jan, welcome back to the show.
Well, thanks so much, Jim. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm better now that you're here.
Well, thanks. Being with you.
it's good to have you here, as always. Jan, one of the things that there are two areas that I have that I tell small business owners all the time. If I could only get you to work on two areas, this is what it wouldn't be sales, because I think small business owners are pretty good at selling. Mm-hmm. It wouldn't be getting more capital because I think they figure that out a lot, even though we never really completely get it figured out. Mm-hmm. It might surprise some people, but the two areas that I would say that we need to become more professional at and much more effective at and spend more time and resources on, number one is human resources.
Right.
Learning how to really go into the marketplace and find and acquire and train and help to make successful and then keep the right people. That's one. Number two is marketing.
Right.
We're just not very good at marketing. These are two areas. There are a number of things, Jan, that we could teach big businesses. They could learn from us. But the two areas that small business owners really need to sit at the knee of big business on, one of them is in the area of human resources and the other is marketing.
Well, one thing that your introduction of about being humble and yet you're a good marketer, too many small businesses take that to the extreme and then they're afraid to, oh, gee, I don't want to boast about myself. And that's what they really need to do. If they're in business and they believe in what they're doing, by golly, they should be telling people about it.
So you're saying, look at Blasingame, he brags all the time. Is that what you're saying, Jen?
No, you do it very humbly.
Of course, I'm Mr. Gracious, Mr. Humble. but seriously, the marketing part, I mean, if Jan, you know this yourself, if you picked up 100 profit and loss statements from 100 businesses, I dare say no more than one or two would actually have a line on the profit and loss statement that had a budget for marketing.
Right. Yeah, and I think that small businesses are not necessarily very good at really evaluating what business they're really in and who their customers really are. Just give an example that Scott Cook, who started Intuit, which of course is the Quicken software,
right,
the QuickBooks software, best-selling accounting software anywhere. And what he started doing was just going out and talking to people. What kind of frustrations do you have when you pay your bills every month? That's how the whole thing started. And he has always kept to that. He has he has 5,000 employees. They all go out at least once a year and talk to customers. They have labs where they watch how people use their products. They have a program called Follow Me Home, and they actually go into, say, the home-based business or the small business and watch people use their product.
Wow.
They really pay attention to how they're serving their customers and what there may be some gaps in there about how can we do this better. And and a small business can do that because Scott actually started with, you know, just a one-man band with all of that. So those are the kinds of things that small businesses can do without spending a lot of money. Of course, there's a devotion of time. But even if they're successful, they ought to be doing that all the time because the markets change.
There's a lot of things that small business owners can do that to leverage whatever small amount they can set aside for marketing. They can leverage that in a lot of ways. I want to talk about that some more when we come back, but especially I want to talk about that word you used a minute ago, really. We're going to talk about the business that you're really in right after these messages with our good friend Jan Norman, 20Till. Stay with us.
Vein of night, there cuts a path of searing light, burning like a beacon on the edges of a...
17-2. Welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and that's Dan Fogelberg. The song is The Nexus. The album is the double album, Innocent Age. Still available out there, folks. Dan Fogelberg, what a great resource, what a great storyteller. And one of the greatest ones, as far as I'm concerned, and I encourage you to go find that album. You'll love it. I promise you. Jan Norman is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. She's a friend, author of so many books on small business. I hurt myself carrying them in here. She is also an award-winning journalist. Many of you have seen her column around the country. She writes for Orange County Register, but your column is syndicated, isn't it, Jan?
Well, yeah, it's carried by the McClatchy Tribune News Service, and so a lot of newspapers around the country carry it.
It's Your Business, ladies and gentlemen, is the title of her column. So many of you have seen that around there, and probably her picture there on the thing too, I'm sure. Jan, tell us where your books are available, please.
They should be available in a lot of bookstores. They are obviously available on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, just have to look for that. The titles are always What No One Ever Tells You About, and
right.
There's Starting Your Own Business, Marketing Your Own Business, Financing Your Own Business, and Franchising. So those are the
exactly.
four.
Is franchising the new one?
That's the newest one, yeah.
You know, I don't have that yet, Jan.
I'll have to send it to you then.
Exactly. You're
okay.
getting behind over there.
Oh, I'm
sorry. That's all right. Hey, Jan, I want to come back. Folks, we're talking about marketing. Jan wanted to talk about marketing today, and I'm so glad she did because it's something that we all need help with. I mean, we all do. I mean, all small business owners need help because we've got to figure out how to make the most of the few marketing and advertising dollars that we have. And one of the things that you said earlier, and I want to dwell on this just a little bit, is you said, you used the word really.
Mm-hmm.
You said, what business are you really in? And let me give you an example of when I think about that. When I see restaurants advertising and on television, for example, and what they show are photographs of plates that they've cooked, their food on a plate. Now, you know what? That never does anything for me. Do you want to see what food looks like on a plate? I already know what that looks like.
Uh-huh.
Right? I mean, it could be the most beautiful food on a plate in the world, but it still might not taste good.
Mm-hmm.
What I want to see, if I'm going to go to your restaurant, I want to see people, you know, with their elbows on the table, diving into your food, laughing and smiling, having a good time. I want to see memories being built. I want to see experiences people are having.
Yeah,
so to
people,
if you're in the restaurant
ambiance.
Business, are you really in the food business or what are you really in?
Right. Well, there's a famous, I guess it's a joke, the owner of Revlon Cosmetics said, you know, I'm not in the cosmetics business, I'm in the hope business. And so but people tend to think, especially small businesses, they'll start a business because it's what they want to do. What they need to really realize is that the What they're doing is what the customers determine that they're doing. They're solving a problem. So the customer sees them as a solution, or they're buying, as you mentioned in the restaurant business, they're buying memories. They're buying an ambiance. It may be a place where they're going to propose to their fiancés, and so it really is something more than just shoving food out the window.
Somebody used to say that Ray Kroc, the founder of McDonald's, would say, "We're not in the food business. We're in the fuel business. Mm-hmm. People don't come to us to dine. They come to us to get fuel. And
yes.
and by that what he was trying to get at is, and they want it right now.
Uh-huh.
You know, you drive up and to this day." Jan, they don't pay me a nickel to say this, there is no faster drive-up service than McDonald's.
And the consistency, you always, it doesn't matter where you are in the world, you know you're going to get the same thing every time at a McDonald's.
That's right. And so folks, what business are you really in? You know, I like to, one of the examples I like to use is, I like to use the small business tire store as an example a lot, Jan, because they're the guys who really have it tough because they're competing with companies like Walmart who can sell tires cheaper than my little small tire guy can buy them.
Mm-hmm.
And so how does he compete? Well, he has to realize that he's not in the tire business. He's in the peace of mind business.
Right.
You think Walmart can call and check on you and make sure that your wife's to incur and remind you to get your wife to come by and check her tire pressure and let's rotate your tires and so that when your wife's driving your kids to school, I want to make sure that they're safe. I mean, who else does that besides a little business?
Right. My kitchen faucet just flew off. Well, I didn't go to Home Depot to fix that. I went to my local small hardware store where I know there's an expert who knows how to do this, and he was able to help me fix that myself for 79 cents.
Wow.
And, you know, the knowledge that you're providing people, I always go there when I have a problem because I know they know the answer. And so I'm buying expertise from that place. And
so
I don't mind.
So we have to teach. We have to get small business owners to focus on that, not on the product you bought.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, my golly, 79 cents. That was $500 worth of expertise that he gave you for 79 cents.
And I'll go back there for my major purchases because I know they know what they're doing. What we're talking about before is knowing who your customers are. Ask your customers what business you're in. They'll tell you why they come to you instead of.
Right. You know, and another thing, Jan, and listen, I want to pick up on this when we come back after these messages. You probably need a little bit of help, folks. And let's just admit it. I admit it. I need a little bit of help. I've gotten some help on this and some professional help. And I'm not talking about my counselor, my psychiatrist, by the way, either. Show you how to get some help when we come back after these messages. Jan Norman is our guest. I'm Jim Blassingame. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassie, the Small Business Advocate, and there's that little band from Texas, ZZ Top. Jan Norman is our guest. She's the author of What No One Ever Tells You About Marketing Your Own Business. That's one of the many books that she's written on small business. And Jan, give us that website again, please.
www.smallbusinessresources.com.
All right. And they can find out more about the books there, too, can't they?
They can.
And don't forget her column, folks, which is in many newspapers around the country. Jan, you wanted to talk about marketing, and I like that. I'm glad we've done that. But don't small business owners need to say, don't they need to just stop for a second and admit that we probably need some help, that the budget that we create needs to include getting professional help, a PR firm, a marketing firm, somebody to help us put our best foot forward? What do you think?
I think that the people I have talked to say they'll set aside, say, 5%, 10%, and include a professional like that as part of the investment in marketing. And it really helps them focus, because sometimes you can't do it by yourself, especially a small business owner who's really in business to do a specific thing, and marketing isn't it, as you pointed out when we first started.
Well, you know, another thing I'd like to encourage people to do is I'd like to encourage them to think about maybe capitalizing marketing. Here's what I mean by that. If you need to spend $20,000 this year, let's just say, or $2,000, I don't care what the number is, whatever the number is that's too is painful for you, it's more than you thought you would ever spend.
Mm-hmm.
Don't think about that as this year's expense. Don't put that burden on this year's operation, because the marketing that you're going to do this year is going to get business for next year.
Mm-hmm.
The marketing you do next year is going to get business not only for next year, but for the next year. So what I'm getting at, Jan, is I think what we ought to do is to not say, okay, if I'm going to spend, if I'm going to spend some money this year, I'm going to capitalize that and spread that expense over 2 years. Now, maybe I have to give all the cash. I have to spend all the cash this year, but I'm going to spread it out over a long, because I do think that ramping up for marketing, getting going, getting the proper collateral material, develop the ads, the whatever it might be, that's going to cost a little more money that you can use for a long time. What do you think?
Right, and I think it also emphasizes it as an investment rather than an expense. But too many
it really shouldn't cost you. If it's done right, it shouldn't cost you anything. It should make you money, shouldn't it?
Absolutely. But too many small business owners will market, busy, and then they stop marketing because they don't need any more business, and then things slow down, and so they start marketing again. And what that does is it puts them on a roller coaster in business rather than this steady upward climb in growing their businesses. So by seeing it as an investment, they'll keep doing it in the busy times and in the slow times, and it really build the business through marketing. And as you say, it grows the business. It pays back rather than just costing.
Well, exactly, and you have to think about that. You know, Jan, if people buy computers, they know that those computers they're going to use them for 2 or 3 years probably,
mm-hmm.
and so they'll often finance them or lease them for that period of time.
Right.
And if they need to ramp up and get a little bit more powerful equipment, and it's more than their budget will handle for this year, they'll capitalize that over more than 1 year's time.
Right.
Think about that. Think about that for the marketing standpoint. I'll tell you, Jan, this is a realization I'm coming to for my own company. That marketing should not be seen as an expense. It's what you said. It should be an investment, and maybe some of it needs to be capitalized. Don't put that burden just on this year's operating.
And any small business owner who is not marketing or is only relying on, say, word of mouth, really needs to take a serious look at that. If he wants to grow his business, if he wants to seriously be in business, needs to look at that the investment he's making over time and get serious about it and really put himself on a schedule to do that over a period of time.
Well, that's exactly right. And no, the consistency, that's what the people will say. Whatever you're going to do, if it's $2 or $2 million, make it consistent. Don't just do it in spurts, right?
That's absolutely true.
Jan, thank you for being here. Good job today. It's always a pleasure to have you here. You always do such a great job.
Well, Jim, thank you so much, and have a wonderful day.
I appreciate you too. Jan Norman, ladies and gentlemen, what no one tells you about marketing your own business. There's a book right there. If you want to do some of the things that Jan and I have talked about, find her book, Jan Norman. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.